Today, we're going to talk about money. And I know that's what everyone wants to hear about when you come to church. You just wait for these homilies. I know that, by which I mean we don't. We don't like to talk about these things very often. But let's first name a few reasons why we don't like to talk about money. Well, one reason we don't like to is there are people here whose finances are just really tight. And it's a source of stress and worry. And we want to get away from those sorts of things when we come here. Or a second reason we don't like to talk about money is that bad people have used religious appeals to make themselves rich, and we want nothing to do with that. Or a third reason why we don't like to talk about money is it can sometimes just seem like something very, very profane, something that is not sacred, something that is not just appropriate here. So those are reasons we don't like to do this. But on the other hand, how we use money is in fact part of our moral lives. How we use money is part of our walk as followers of Jesus. And if that is true, then it is, I was going to say important, but in fact it's essential, at least once in a while, to look at how we use it. And that's because fundamentally, using money well is an act of love. So we do need to discern, how is God calling us to do this? Now, some of what I'm going to say here may sound familiar to you, and that's because under the guidance of our finance council here at St. Anne's, we made the decision a few years ago that every 2 years, we would do a 3-week stewardship drive. Our last one was in February of 2020, just before the COVID lockdown, and here we are again, another 3-week stewardship drive starting today. And for these drives, we always have 3 main goals, and those goals are these. First of all, to have more people giving by pre-authorized giving. And that's when it comes right from your bank account or credit card into the church. A second goal is an increase by pre-authoring giving givers, that they would increase what they're giving. And our third goal is an overall increase in giving. And if you're wondering why we're focusing so much on pre-authorized giving in particular, well, there's an insert in the bulletin and the snapshot that explain why we're doing this. And you can read more on that if you want. Please find it there. But for the next 3 weeks, I'm going to invite you to take this to prayer, to take it to conversation as a family of how is God calling you to respond in terms of your financial involvement in this parish. Another thing we always do during these stewardship drives is door prizes, and we're doing that again. So for everyone who starts pre-authorized giving or increases pre-authorized giving, we'll put your name in for a draw. And this includes people who give online as well. They're included in this. And in the past for these door prizes, we've given out gift cards. We thought we'd be a little more creative this year. So these are the door prizes we have. Our first one, we're calling Date Night in a Box. And this is basically wine and charcuterie from the Prairie Grazer. It doesn't need to be a date. You can do what you want with it. We're just calling it that, Date Night in a Box. Our second door prize is a box of meat from Bluebell Bison Ranch. It's a locally owned near Saskatoon Bison Ranch, so various cuts of meat. And our third prize, we're calling the Saskatoon Experience. And this would be your choice of a membership maybe in Wanuskewin or the Children's Museum or tickets to Persephone or the Symphony, something like that. And I am very aware as I say this, as I talk about giving and door prizes, we have a gospel today that says, give expecting nothing in return. But here we are right now. But of course, I'm sure we agree that we're not going to give because of the prize, but that's a way to draw attention to this. We think it's kind of fun, and it gives a timeline to do your discernment within the next 3 weeks. So that's where we're going to go for the next little while. And what I'd like to do here for the rest of our time together is first to look to the readings we have today, then give you a quick look at our parish finances and what's been happening, especially the last 2 years, and then to present some models of giving for you to take to discernment. So first, to look to the readings. And what we have really strongly today in all 3 of the readings is a call to extreme generosity, the extreme generosity that our faith calls us to. So first, to look to the first reading, we have this interaction between David and King Saul. And if we're not familiar with the context of the situation, it's hard to really understand what's going on. So this is what we need to know, is that at this point in history, Saul is currently the king, but he's been rejected by God. So his kingship is coming to an end, but right now he still has that role. David has been chosen by God as the next king, but he's not king yet. So you can imagine the political instability that would come with a situation like that. And where we find ourselves right now, Saul is trying to cling to power, trying to cling to his kingship. And the way he wants to do that is to kill David, who is, of course, a threat to his kingship. So that's the background of this story. And that's why in this situation that we have, where David has a chance to kill Saul, and he doesn't, and he announces his chance to kill Saul, and he doesn't kill him, that's why Saul is so amazed as he is at the end of this reading. And he's really amazed by the amazing generosity, the amazing love that David showed to him there. We're now to go to the second reading. And in the second reading, we have this kind of odd language about the one of dust and the one of heaven, and how we share in the image of the one of dust and the one of heaven. What is that? Well, the one of dust in this letter, that refers to Adam. Think of Adam and Eve. And when Paul says that we share in the image of the one of dust, he's really talking there about our mortality. He's talking about our reality as physical beings in this universe. How we live, we can be injured, we get sick, we die. Think of what we'll say in just a little while on Ash Wednesday. You are dust, and unto dust you shall return. So we do bear the image of the one of dust. And we also have the one of heaven. The one of heaven, of course, is Jesus. And with this understanding, let's hear again these key words from Paul's letter as he says this. Just as we have borne the image of the one of dust, that is, weak, sinful, mortal, so, he says, we will also bear the image of the one of heaven. We will also bear the image of God himself. So really what Paul is doing here is he's contrasting life without God to life with God. And he's presenting there the amazing grace, hope, salvation that Jesus gives us. That as we bear the image of the one of dust, mortality, sin, death, we will also bear the image of the one of heaven. Joy, salvation, heaven itself. This now brings us to the gospel. And what the gospel is essentially telling us is because of that, because of this amazing grace, hope, and salvation that Jesus gives us, this is how we are to live. To love your enemies, give to everyone who asks of you. Do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and it will be given to you. This is beautiful and it's really hard. And it really, all of this together, puts before us two key realities. First of all, this absolutely needs to be rooted in the grace of God. If you're going to live in this way that Jesus shows us, we can only do that bearing the image of the one of heaven. We do not live this way on our own strength. And secondly, we also do this as a community. We can't live this teaching out alone, but we can do great things together, as people together who bear the image of the one of heaven. We can do great things together. And this brings us now to parish finances. I just have three slides I'm going to show you. If we could get them up here, please. And these will give you an image of our finances the last little while. And the first one you see, it should be up there in just a moment. But the first one you're going to see is it will show our giving over the last 10 years. And we're having some trouble, but I'll just start walking you through it anyway. But it will show you our giving over the last 10 years. You might need to come out a bit to turn it on. Well, I'll tell you what you're supposed to see anyway. So in 2011, that's as far back as the slide goes, we had giving of about $580,000. And starting there in 2011, we had a decline. And it declined for the next few years to, in 2015, we were at a low of $540,000. And after that, there was an increase after 2015. And an increase in 2019, we had a high of almost $640,000. But then, of course, after that, 2020, 2021, when COVID hit, we do begin to see a decline. And we go there from $640,000 down to $600,000 in 2020, and then $590,000 in 2021. Okay, there we go. All right, maybe you could go back one, though, and we'll show the big slide I was talking about. So there you see the giving down to 2015, and then increasing 2019, down again to 2021. Okay, next one, please. So there, as I was saying, the loose collection. And loose, again, is money put in the basket, not in an envelope. So any cash or coins that get into the basket. And there you see a pretty significant decline. How in 2019, pre-COVID, we had $35,000 in loose. 2020 was just over $10,000. And then 2021 went down to $6,000. So that is a significant decline. And in a way, I'm not surprised by that. Because, of course, we have less people coming in person. We've had that for a while. And honestly, just the fact that we're not passing the basket around. I'm sure if we passed it, there would be more coming in there rather than having you come up to put it in. So that's the situation that we're in right now in terms of the loose giving. And now if we could go to the next one. The next one is more the good news slide. So this one I'm calling regular giving. And this is a combination of our envelopes and our pre-authorized giving and the online giving. And this, you can see, is really what is sustaining us. It's gone down a little bit, but not quite so much. So in 2019, we had almost 600,000. And then in 2021, it's gone down a bit to over 580,000. But this is really what is sustaining us at this point. And that's it. Thanks. You can turn it off. Turn the lights back on. But I do want to take this chance, as we've seen those numbers there, to tell you how grateful I am for this financial support that we have received from you throughout the last 2 years. And I think back to 2 years ago now, when we did have our first lockdown, there was a lot of fear at that time. Fear for our safety, for all of our health, fear too for this parish, what's this going to mean for our finances? Will I have to lay people off? Where is this going to take us? What does this mean for us? But then you all came through in a really big way. Came through with online giving, pre-authorized giving, people coming just even throughout the week to drop envelopes off. You all came through keeping up your support. And that's made all the difference the last 2 years. And even to this day, we still have people in this parish who aren't comfortable coming to Mass here in person. You're probably watching us online right now. So they don't come here in person, but they come every week, midweek, to drop off their donation. And as much as I would love to have you with us here, I am really touched by what that says about your commitment to this parish, your involvement here still. So thank you to all of you for that. I should also say, in terms of our finances, there are also some government financial supports that we've been receiving that I didn't include in these slides. And I didn't include them because we know they won't last and we can't become dependent upon them. And really, we need to support our own ministry ourselves. So that's been in there, but not part of our giving. So for the next 3 weeks, I'm going to invite you to consider this, to consider your financial involvement in this parish. And the last thing I want to mention to you here is three different models of giving that you can take to your discernment. I present them every stewardship drive, but it's good to hear them again. So the first model we present here, we call 80-10-10. And what that model means, in that model, of all your income, 80% is for you to spend and to live on, 10% you save, and 10% you give. And traditionally, of that 10%, 5% would go to the parish, and 5% to other causes. And I know if this is the first time you're hearing that, for some people, giving 10% may seem just outrageous, impossible, unrealistic. But I would invite you to consider two things. And the first thing to consider is there are families in this parish who do that. Families that have mortgages and kids and all the same expenses that you have who do this 80-10-10 model of living and giving. Or a second thing to keep in mind is there are families in this city who live right now on 80% of what you're living on. So it can be done, depends on the decisions that we make. So I'm just asking you, don't write this off as unrealistic, but do consider it. Our second model of giving is to give a percentage of income. And maybe 10% just is not possible right now, but what about 5% of income? What about 2% of income? And the reason this is important to see giving as a percentage of income is it helps us to see that our giving is a necessity and not a luxury. And it's to say that what we make is not just for ourselves, but it's given to us so that we can be generous with it. And if something is necessary, we plan for it, we make other expenses work around it. So what does it mean to do that with giving? One way to do that is to give a percentage. Or the third model to consider is the first hour. Now, what I mean by that is, can you take what you make in your first hour of work each week and give that away? So maybe as I'm talking here, you're thinking to yourself, well, I just make minimum wage. What can I do? Well, minimum wage right now, I believe, is $11.81 an hour. So can you take that first $11.81 that you make each week and use it for others. And one nice thing about doing this is even when you go to work, and when you work that first hour, you can tell yourself, well, this hour is not for me, but this is the hour that I am giving away. So just three models I'd invite you to consider: 80-10-10, 8% first hour. And for the next three weekends, we're going to have people from our finance council in the welcome area to answer questions you may have, help you make some changes if you want. And for the next two homilies, the next two weekends, I'm not going to give detailed finances again. I've shown you what I want to show you. But what I want to do the next two weekends is to talk about the work that God is doing here, the work that we are all a part of and that we support in so many ways. So next week, the focus will be a past to be proud of. And it's looking at, to the past, what has God done here? What have we been a part of? And the following weekend, the focus will be a future full of hope. And what is God calling us to as we go forward together? And I'm inviting you one more time to take this to prayer. And how is God calling you to respond?